USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has said the Democrats are just trying to remove him from office.
The impeachment hoax. It's a total hoax.
His legal team has sent the Senate a sharp response to its impeachment summons, outlining the defense it expects to use in the upcoming trial. His answer to the Senate's formal summons calls the two articles of impeachment passed by the House last month a dangerous attack on the right of the American people to freely choose their president. Anita Kumar with Politico says the president's legal strategy is clear.
They're going to look at the constitutional issues, and that's going to be one line of attack, but they're also going to look at the process of what the House Democrats did during their process and how that process wasn't fair.
House impeachment managers have filed their briefs saying the president abused his power and obstructed Congress. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Prince Harry and wife Meghan will no longer use titles Royal Highness or receive public funds for their work under a deal that lets the couple step aside as working royals, according to Buckingham Palace. Releasing the details of the split triggered by the couple's unhappiness with life under media scrutiny, the palace said Meghan and Harry will cease to be working members of the royal family. They will still be known as Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Harry will remain prince and sixth in line to the British throne. The agreement also calls for Meghan and Harry to repay the millions of dollars in taxpayer money spent renovating a house for them near Windsor Castle. The Queen said, "Harry and Meghan and Archie will always be much-loved members of my family." She added, "It is my whole family's hope that today's agreement allows them to start building a happy and peaceful new life." You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The world's biggest food company says it will have to spend big to create a market for recycled plastics. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Swiss giant Nestle saying it's going to spend around $1.6 billion to buy 2 million metric tons of recycled plastic over the next 5 years. Nestle says it will pay above the market rate in order to alleviate a shortage of used plastic suitable for food packaging. Many plastic items that get recycled don't end up being used for anything. The aim, though, in this case is to lure new suppliers into the recycling business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA is unveiling the next generation lunar rover that will scout the moon for signs of water before humans return in the Artemis program in 2024. USA's Tim Berg reports.
13 men and women celebrated their completion of NASA's Artemis astronaut training program, and Kayla Barron says,
"We're all pretty excited about the moon right now. The Artemis program has really reinvigorated the NASA team about doing new things, and we're really using our imaginations to understand what a sustainable presence on the moon looks like."
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the future is bright for space exploration.
2020 will mark the return of human spaceflight launches with American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.